His voice and face were eager. The men behind him stared curiously. The artilleryman jumped down the bank into the road and saluted.
"Gun destroyed last night, sir. Have been hiding. Trying to rejoin battery, sir. You'll come in sight of the Martians, I expect, about half a mile along this road."
"What the dickens are they like?" asked the commander.
"Giants in armor, sir. 100 feet high. 3 legs and a body like aluminum, with a mighty grey head in a hood, sir."
"Get out," said the lieutenant. "What confounded nonsense."
"You'll see, sir. They carry a kind of box, sir, that shoots fire and strikes you dead."
"What do you mean, a gun?"
"No, sir." And the artilleryman began a vivid account of the heat ray. Halfway through, the lieutenant interrupted him and looked up at me. I was still standing on the bank by the side of the road.
"It's perfectly true," I said.
"Well," said the lieutenant, "I suppose it's my business to see it, too. Look here," to the artilleryman. "We're detailed here clearing people out of their homes. You'd better go along and report yourself to Brigadier General Marvin and tell him all you know. He's at Weybridge. Know the way?"